Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When did good enough become okay? When did the pursuit of happiness become more important than the search for truth? When did giving back become a chore, not a blessing? Somewhere along the way, integrity and kindness took a back seat to, well, everything else. For hundreds of years, the Freemasons have helped men find more meaning and make connections with men in a way that truly matters. Ready to find more? Come to our open house on October 20th. For details, visit massfreemasonry.org.
The Banner 18 Podcast with Patrick Gilroy and Josue Pavone.
We are back. This is the former Mostly C's podcast.
It's formerly now Evergreen.
It was Evergreen prior to that. It was then Mostly C's with Rich Keefe and Michael Holly. Michael Holly left. It is now called Banner 18. I think it's a terrible name, but I'm not going to spend time on it.
Can we do a quick second on it?
Okay, what do you got? This is Jason Rossi.
Oh, that's me. This podcast probably won't be posted because I'm on it, but...
it will get posted, then it'll get pulled down.
Yeah, that's the way. And it'll be like, what did we... Anyways.
It's too inside baseball, Rossi. What do you got on the name?
Name sucks.
Terrible name.
Because let's say the Celtics win. Do they change the name?
You keep chasing the next banner, I would imagine.
Like, I like it as an
anthology. Banner 18 is going to happen within the next 3 years.
You're giving it too much. I think they're going to win it this year.
Positive Rossi, yeah, and then out of the chute.
Well, it's positive negative because they're going to win the championship, and then you have to change the podcast name. And
I don't know if that's negative. That's not a negative.
It's because WEI can't get their head out of their butts when it comes to like this type of stuff. Like it's like, oh, podcast, we want to do them.
We want to do them.
And I love this whole thing with Gilroy
Hashtag
and Josue.
Yes.
Don't plug yourself yet. Well, I'm happy for those guys.
I've been plugging myself this whole time.
I'm glad we're going to have those guys do it more. Maybe I'll be involved. Maybe I won't. Keith, you're going to do one a month.
Yeah, so here's the deal. So Rossi sort of already, spoiler alert
geez,
there.
Sorry.
This is the big reveal. This
I'm
is
all fired up. You don't even know what happened before you get in it.
I don't. Do you want to share it on the podcast? Sometimes that's cathartic.
Well, I would just say that I was all juiced up of some behind the scenes stuff I know
not
everybody
again.
Likes, but no one's gonna hear this anyways.
Not again. Anyway, so here's the deal. Excuse me. I don't have a cough button over here. So here's the deal. We are it's the same, you know, if you were subscribed to the Mostly C's podcast, you're gonna get this one. So this is gonna be probably more regular than it was before, but the catch is I'm only gonna do one a month. Now that's probably great news to a lot of the listeners out there. Maybe it's not as good news to some. But good news is this. Patrick Gilroy and Joe Sway, who've both been doing stuff here at the station, those guys are nuts about the Celtics. They're nuts about the NBA. So they are going to probably fill it out. It's going to be once a week. I'll do one. They'll probably do three or four a month. So you're going to get a lot of Celtics content. Plus, we're going to try to do more on Dalen Keefe. We had Chris Forsberg on yesterday, who I thought was great. We're going to talk with Jackie McMullen, Chris Mannix throughout the season. And there's going to be reason to talk Celtics a lot. So we'll try to do it on the show. Of course, right now with the World or with the ALCS and with the Patriots season, that kind of swallows everything up. But there's always going to be some Celtics stuff to talk about. And here's a good spot. So I still highly recommend the podcast. You're just not going to hear me as much. But again, could be a good thing. Rossi, where do you want to begin?
Are you crying?
No, I'm telling you, I'm sick.
Oh, you're sick.
I'm sick.
It's the second time this year you said that.
You know what? I thought I was over the sickness, and I was like, I got over it pretty quickly, but it's like still, it's like a lingering thing.
There's something in that throat. I can hear it.
It's the throat and it's the nose, and I can't shake it. I took an emergency today.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I took an emergency today.
Do you take anything before bed?
No.
You probably should.
I don't know if I've ever told you this.
Uh-oh.
If I take NyQuil.
You're gone?
Yeah, like I wake up sweating, and the night terrors are worse, and I'm not even kidding.
Forget about NyQuil.
Okay,
but have you ever taken like a Tylenol before bed, or like a Advil than sinus?
Yeah, I have.
Okay.
I have.
You should probably,
I've been trying to get off of that stuff. I don't
okay,
take.
Okay, trying to get rid of the.
Yeah, I don't.
No
I don't like taking anything. Yeah.
Okay. So it's working. I can tell.
Yeah. No.
Maybe,
it was.
What about a strong glass of orange juice before bed?
Yeah, that's what I need.
Really spike your sugar.
Yeah, that's what I need to do.
Or just eat an orange.
Anyway, yeah. No, eating just an orange is a good time.
So going back to the Celtics,
yes.
They kicked off their season last night.
Right.
Big victory.
Tipped off the season.
They did that,
they
too.
They tipped off.
They kicked it, too. I saw it.
No, they don't kick.
New rule at the beginning
phrase.
Of the game. Oh, it is?
Yeah.
So big win. Team looked good.
Yeah.
A lot of depth, but let's take this from
a little rusty.
Yeah, but the so
the Sixers.
Rusty?
Sixers look even worse. I mean, yeah, that was the thing because their preseason wasn't great. The Celtics.
No,
but I wasn't worried about it. But they were like, all right, are they going to be able to just, you know, game one roll the balls out and play well? They didn't shoot very well, and you know, Kyrie Irving. That's proof right there how deep they are and how talented they are. Is Kyrie Irving has a night like that where he's what 2 of 14,
yes,
single digits in points, and yet they win going away.
Yeah.
Like that's how good they are, and that's the difference between these really good teams and these teams that aren't. And you know, there's so much talent in the NBA now that every team has their star player. They're not as good as Kyrie necessarily, but everybody has their star player, and if he has an off night, they get waxed. Whereas if you're the Celtics, one or two guys have an off night, you still have five other guys who are really good.
Yeah, I think a good example of that last year was like the Rockets when Harden wasn't on, when he had one of those bad nights.
What do you got?
Those teams are good. They have Chris Paul, but when he was out too, like, you would get blown out, and you wouldn't even be worth
watching.
Yes.
I mean,
Westbrook didn't play last night. I'll give OKC some credit there. I think they're going to be much better without Carmelo Anthony. But
probably.
Going with the Celtics, like you said, the big victory to start the season. But let's start off with this. Where do you see this team ending? We're going to start hot.
NBA Finals.
Do you think they... Okay,
I think they lose. I do.
To
I
mean, is it the Warriors?
Yeah. Yeah. And you can say, oh, well, that's the chalk pick. Well, in the NBA, chalk usually wins out. It really does. There's not a ton of upsets.
Not
it
betting
was,
on the Lakers making a big run?
No, not at all. No, not at all. Now, they're probably... They're somewhere in between all the predictions. You have some people betting on them to win the whole thing, which I know it's because of what their odds are. But you got some people saying, oh, it's LeBron, they're making the finals. Then you have other people saying, oh, they're going to be lucky to make the playoffs. To me, right smack in the middle. They're going to be a 4 or 5 seed. They're out west. I think it's a little overblown how good the West is. In fact, I think there has been a little bit of a swing. Mm. The Warriors are so dominant. Then I think the Rockets are going to come back down to earth. They're not going to win 60-something games. I don't think. And then you have, you know, Portland and whatever the hell's going on with Minnesota. You have, you know, San Antonio's always in the mix, is right. Oklahoma City should be in the mix. So you have a bunch of teams that are fine, but if you look at the record, like pull up the standings from a year ago, it wasn't that dramatic where there was like all these teams in the West. It used to be, you know, the top 11 teams in the West would all make the playoffs in the East or whatever. Like that's not the case anymore. So I think it's a little bit more balanced, but for 4 straight years, everybody predicted Cavs Warriors to make the finals, and they were right. So this year, I'm going Warriors Celtics in the finals.
Okay, and you think they?
I think they lose. I think it's a competitive series, but they lose in 6 or 7. They've always matched up well against them. I think it'll be good, but I think there's just too much firepower with Golden State.
And I think that's what the NBA wants, though. I think a Golden State Celtics, like even if it's the next 3 years, I don't know if the Warriors will stick with this for 3 years.
Yeah, Klay Thompson's saying all the right things. Klay Thompson's a free agent after this season, I believe, and so he's talking about how he wants to stay, but I don't know. I mean, if they can afford to pay all those guys,
how about this? Klay Thompson not on that team, are they not making the finals?
I think they still make the finals, but the Celtics might be able to beat them.
But that's what,
at so, that point, yeah. So next year,
two,
that's what I'm saying.
Years.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I think it's possible.
The Celtics window's wide open. I see them winning the championship this year. I just think there's too many good pieces. Obviously, health. You can put a caveat
always,
on anything,
always.
But I just
over Golden State. You assume you're not, or you're not predicting them to like not make it.
No,
okay.
Yeah, the Lakers actually. LeBron's gonna make it for an 8th straight year, or 9th straight year, whatever it is, a million straight infinity.
I mean, they'll lose in the second round. LeBron never loses in the first round.
Ooh. I wonder if this could be the year.
This actually,
if there's
be.
Ever
this,
a year,
this could certainly be the year.
But I think, and well, sticking with the Celtics, so I think they win the championship. I think this is the year. And big prediction: next year, this will be Banner 19. You'll be
the podcast.
About. Yes,
with Gilroy and Joe Sway.
Yes. No, there'll be somebody else by then. Who
That's
kid?
True. You'll be long gone.
Oh, I will.
The writing's on the wall.
This won't even be heard. Why are we even doing this?
No people are going to hear this.
So, you got that. So, where do you put when it comes to the Celtics team? Minutes wise, who do you think is the guy? Like, obviously, we saw a little preview last night, but it's not where this team's going to be when everyone's healthy. Who is the guy you think that's going to be like the complaining, like not getting the minutes?
I think eventually it'll be Rozier and Marcus Morris. Now, Rozier should still play a decent amount, but he's not going to start any game. And some guys care about this stuff more than others. I just think with Rozier and Morris, so far so good. They were a big part of the opening night win. They both were great off the bench and played a lot of minutes. Brad, we know Gordon Hayward has a minutes restriction, but really so should Kyrie and Horford. I mean, those are a couple of, you know, Kyrie coming off an injury as well. Horford, the oldest guy on the team. Like, those guys should be on more of a minutes restriction. I mean, they should almost treat Horford like Popovich treated Tim Duncan the last handful of years. That's what I would do. And, like, you know you're going to be a playoff team. Like, just make sure he's ready to go. Last night, I think it was 9 guys played between 19 and 29 or 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably what you're going to get, but who's in a contract year? Marcus Morris and Terry Rozier. And yeah, they will get paid if they're on a good team and they have big moments, and all it takes is a good playoff series or a good playoff game and guys get paid.
They already kind of have that.
And they've had that, but if they could follow up on that, I think that would be huge for them. But those would be the guys you'd look at. Everybody else is pretty much set. I mean, Hayward and Horford aren't going to complain about it. Although Hayward's a little bit interesting. He's not going.
Yeah, that's the one I
would. He's not going to complain about money. Like, because some of these guys, they have money on the mind, and they should. But Hayward, you know, last night's just one game. But Jason Tatum was their best scorer, and there's a thought out there that, you know, after leading the team and scoring in the playoffs, even with the return of Irving and Hayward, maybe he's going to be number one or number two in scoring, depending on how much Kyrie distributes with all the guys that he has. So if Hayward all of a sudden gets bumped down, where he averaged more points per game every single year he was in Utah, and Utah had the slowest pace in the league, and he was still scoring 20, 22 points a game, I thought last year he was going to score a million points. I thought Gordon Hayward was going to step in here, score 25 a game. And I think once he really recovers, he's capable of that. But, I mean, how many shots are there? Like, how many guys? Because even Golden State, they have 3 guys averaging 20. But then their 4th guy is a guy like Draymond Green who can score, but he's not going to score a million points.
And he kind of knows his role there. I think
he's a tall Marcus Smart.
Yeah, he's not out there being like, give me 15 shots, 16 shots a game.
No,
it's
like Horford, Smart kind of combined, like that kind of game. And so with the Celtics, they probably have 4 guys, though, who think they should be scoring 20 a game.
I think they might have more than
actually, you know what? I take it back. Maybe 6.
I was just going to say, I put Rozier.
Because Rozier and Morris probably think that they could, too. But realistically, Tatum, Irving, Hayward, and then maybe Jaylen Brown. Like, I kind of envision Jaylen Brown as more of like an 18 a game. I mean, I know we're quibbling, but to me, there is a difference. Like, when you look at, like, true NBA scores, like the best scores in the league, 20 is kind of the line you have. And then even 25 and up is where it's like, okay, these are the extreme, like, elite scores. Even if it's 18, for whatever reason, like mentally to me, you're like, that's like a B-plus score. Like, you're not an A score yet. And I think that's more what his game is.
Okay.
Like, I bet if you pull up, again, if you pull up the points per game leaders from last year, the guys that average like 18, you'd be like, oh, okay. Like a Nicholas Batum type or whatever. Like, you're like, yeah, he's good.
Charlotte, they
like Monte Ellis for a while. You know what I mean? Like, and actually, he probably got 20 a few times. But guys like that, you'd be like, yeah, that makes sense.
A solid, like, 6 guy.
Solid, yeah. And like, and Jaylen Brown, if he had to be, like, if he was on a worse team, I'm sure he
Orlando.
Could probably get. Yeah,
just
if he's on Orlando,
on the Magic.
He probably could. But on this team, I don't think he'll be there. So, yeah, to answer your question, Rozier and Morris are the obvious ones, but maybe Hayward.
Hayward's a guy I just worry about a little bit because he's the big, you know, free agent.
Mm-hmm.
He's the guy who came here, thought the team would be wrapped, you know, arms around him to get the Kyrie signing. I think he was humbled through that process thinking, okay, I may be able to win a championship here.
Yeah, right.
And now I think the injury coming back, I just worry about him a little bit. I don't think he's ever going to say anything, but just
no.
How honest he was in those conversations during his injury, how it kind of sucked to watch a team be good.
Yes, good
and
point.
Sometimes it was like, rooting for them, you know, not to win.
Yeah, they're like, they're winning without me, and I don't like that.
Yeah, and it's like, I like that as a fan. You want to hear that, but at the same time, like, how does that then affect when you're in there?
Because I was going to say, isn't it kind of similar? Like, all right, now what if they're winning, you're in there, but you're averaging 12 points a game? Like, are you still able to enjoy it, are you going to pout? Like, how's that going to go?
That's what I think. And throughout his whole entire career, his points per game have gone up.
Yeah, I said that. I said that just a moment ago. I know you were doing stuff. I just said that.
I'm very Dale right now. I apologize. I was texting. I really was.
How about he said that about me yesterday?
I like that, though. I liked it.
I listen to him all the time.
He had some good fire
yesterday. He was fired up yesterday.
Yeah, that's what happens when you piss him off behind the scenes.
Oh, is that? Yeah, he was fired up about something else.
But I like that. I don't mind that.
I don't mind the fire. A little fire in the belly is fine.
Yeah, we got to do it once a day. Anyways, but yes, I may have not been listening to
Hayward, more points per game. That's a good stat.
I heard
Where'd
that,
you get
except
that?
Except for last year, though. I don't know if you heard
last
average,
year went down.
Yeah.
Oh, as a brief aside, listening to Kevin Harlan call the game with Hayward last night.
Tell me that wasn't
nervous. Oh, I hated it. Every time he got the ball and he's like, Gordon Hayward, I'm like, no.
And how many times do you think they said, don't mention it?
Please don't say it.
Reggie mentioned
it. He's broken his leg.
Reggie mentioned it. They kept talking tibia and like ankle, but they, you know, Harlan never spoke about it. Harlan, maybe the best guy to listen to a game.
He's great.
Any sport.
Yeah, he's great at it.
Never heard him do baseball. But
no, probably would be horrible at that. No,
maybe that Jackie Bradley and Grand Slam. But anyway, so okay, let's go back to Terry Rozier.
Yeah.
Decided not to sign the extension.
Yeah.
Smart move.
Yeah, by everybody.
Even by the Celtics.
Well, yeah, I mean, if they could get him for cheap, why not? But he wants to be a starter, and he wants to get paid, so he wasn't going to get it here. He'll get more money. Like, I know the home team can pay you more money and all that stuff, but that also depends on what their cap situation looks like. So I think he's going to make more money. As long as he stays healthy, improves a little bit, he'll go start on a terrible team somewhere and make a ton of money. And good for him. That's what he should do.
Now, do you think, is he a candidate, if we keep looking ahead in these championship and Banner 19 podcast next year, yeah, is he a guy that they trade this year? Do you think there's a...
I think it's possible, but there... It might be also based off of like what injury and everything else, because right now they're loaded.
Well, let's say there's no injury.
There's no injury,
and we're coming up to the trade deadline.
No, I wouldn't trade him. I mean, I guess Danny Ainge could do anything. I mean, if anybody's gonna trade him, it would be Danny Ainge. But for what, a pick? Like, I would rather just have him and have a stronger bench in the playoffs. Not that the bench is the most important thing, but every once in a while they'll win you a game.
See, something about it that I wonder if. Him not signing the contract, not that they would ever be frustrated. Well, I'm sure they're frustrated to a degree, but as an organization. But yeah. Is there like a guy out there that could be that, not Terry Rozier? Because maybe they're good at the guard position. You're confident not.
Because like, what do you
Kyrie,
think they're missing? Like,
that's the tough part.
I think they're pretty. Like, you could look at them and say,
big guy.
Yeah, like, are they a great rebounding team? And I think Gordon Hayward is actually a pretty good rebounder. Yep. And he's sneaky real tall. Like, whatever he's listed at, he's taller than that. He's got to be taller
than that. Him and Baines were, like, down low at one point last night, and I didn't know who was who, just for, like, a split second.
Him and Horford in, like, the team picture, like the badass picture with all of them, like, the same height. So Gordon Hayward, but he is a good rebounder.
Well, he's a hustler. He actually plays defense. Right. He wants, like, he's, that's
and, like,
why I think the...
Robert Williams is, like, a wild card. Like, I don't expect anything out of him, but who knows? Like, could he develop into just a rebounder? If all of a sudden that becomes, like, a real weakness, maybe he can. So I don't even know what you would add. I like the idea of Rozier kind of being, you know, an offensive threat a little bit off the bench. And also, going back to Hayward, I am really glad they started him.
Yes.
I'm glad they did that. They kept that together. The minutes were kind of down across the board anyway. Like, this isn't Tom Thibodeau. Like, nobody's going to play 38 minutes a night. Every once in a while, sure. But not on average. So rather than starting like Marcus Morris and then, 2 weeks from now you'd make a change and then, like, what the hell's going on? Like, just go with Hayward. And the other thing is, I heard some people say Hayward should come off the bench and he can, you know, lead the second unit in scoring. Well, I don't even know if he's there yet. So it makes more sense to put him with the guys he's going to be playing with, and then his scoring will come. But it's not reliant. Like, they're not all just passing it to him and waiting for him to create. Like, they have so many other scorers on the floor that I love it. I think because that is the starting lineup. That is their best lineup by far. So play that as much as you want.
No, and I agree. And I think I saw some of the commentary about that. It's like, well, who do you want out there then? That's right. Like you said, Morris or like Rozier. Like, that's what those guys are good at. Like,
yeah.
We have guys that are used to coming off the bench. Like, why dilute that or
I also,
try to add to it?
Sometimes when you hear people talk about, and I don't know if this is straw man, I feel like I have heard these conversations, when you hear about like the bench and the starters, like they assume it's like a line change. Like it's not. Like they're not like, all right, you five guys out of here. Yeah. Like what they'll do is, all right, Irving and Hayward are out.
It was like that though. My team, all of them.
That's for coaches that are just like, we got to get equal playing time. Yeah. I don't know else how to do it.
I don't want the mom yelling
at
me.
Yeah, this is what we're doing. But it makes a lot of sense. So you have two guys coming off injury. So you have your starting lineup, which is what it was last night.
Report five. We lost the battle. You lost it.
I didn't have a better answer, but I think I softened him off of the Newport 5. Forsberg didn't seem to love it. He just said it's the best one
we've
gotten.
Crushed.
Because I go, what do the players think of it? It's like that. It can't be a nickname if they don't like it.
It's a good point.
Don't you think? Like those guys have
to
really
embrace
it.
They haven't said anything. Those guys don't have a name for themselves.
Well, then I think no name is the leader then.
Ugh.
That like they need one. I do like that T-shirt though that said the Nightmare on Causeway Street.
Yeah.
But is that like a year-round thing?
It could be, but that's,
I guess it could be.
I feel like that's just a home thing.
Yeah.
Instead of calling it the Jungle, now I'm going to call it
the Nightmare on Causeway Street. Yeah, that's fine. But anyway, my point is, you take the starting lineup, then you take Gordon Hayward out, and you take Kyrie Irving out, and so now all of a sudden you have Terry Rozier and Marcus Morris playing with three of the five best players on the team, and then that's a great lineup. Right. And then so they play together for a little while. Then you take a couple of those starters out. You replace them with Marcus Smart and you know, Daniel Tice or whoever else you want to do it with. And then next thing you know, Irving and Hayward are ready to go back in. And then that's the rest of the game. And then the fourth quarter, if it's close, you close with your starters or whoever's hot. And he has so many different lineups that he can put out there. Like, if a team is really big, like, you have Aaron Baines. Like, if a team is really small, you can go super small. You can go Rozier, Irving, Smart, Brown, Tatum if you want. Like, they have so many different possible lineups, and that's great because Brad Stevens, there's nobody you trust more than Brad Stevens to figure it out.
No, and I think you're right. I think that this is going to be, whether, like we said, whether it's championship, whether it's finals, no matter what, Brad Stevens to go on the Gordon Hayward trajectory of being better, just needs to win three games in the Eastern Conference Finals to be there.
Yeah.
That's all. Because every single year,
he's advanced further,
or at least one game, two games. Obviously, the finals are, I think it's bust if you don't make the finals. Cause
I do, too.
In the East, Toronto.
Toronto with an asterisk because... Kawhi Leonard, well, is he going to play? Is he going to bag out? What's he going to do?
Insert laugh. You have not as good when you're sick. Not as good when you're sick.
I lost it.
Oh, come back. We'll play.
I lost it.
You got hit. You got the 76ers, who I was impressed with last night. Overall,
I don't think they're ready though. I know. I mean, not just last night. I just thought. No, you're right. I think Toronto, maybe Milwaukee,
maybe.
Do you like the Pacers?
I like Oladipo.
Yeah.
I like their starters. I don't think they have a bench. I don't think they're... Are they really...
Do you think the Heat will ever get Jimmy Butler?
That's the question. That's what I was going to end with. Where's Jimmy Butler go?
Oh, my God.
And does he affect... He's on the Heat. I don't think it matters.
Yeah, I don't think it matters either. Now, I know Tristan Thompson said the East goes through Cleveland.
Yeah, we don't even like...
No, that's probably
smart
not.
On his point, though. What is he supposed to say? Yeah, what is he supposed to say?
I don't know. Maybe we're screwed?
Suck?
Yeah. Well, I wish LeBron was still here.
Yeah. He does, but that's...
He's like, yeah, LeBron got me paid, so I don't really care what happens.
Yeah, that,
but no,
that
they should, and they're also, I think they're so much better than everybody in the Eastern Conference that they could get there with one injury, not two.
Okay.
Like, so even if Kyrie goes, well, maybe
so
Kyrie's not
again,
the one.
Goes out.
If Wanamaker's down, I think they still get there.
Okay.
Maybe not Kyrie. I got to think about the Kyrie one. But if they lose just Jaylen Brown, I think they could overcome just him. But once you start adding multiple guys like last year, I think it becomes impossible. Even like just Gordon Hayward, it would be a tough blow. Well, that would be just the worst. But
they would have made the finals last year if it was just Gordon Hayward.
Right.
That team came together.
Right.
You had everything. Then when Kyrie was done, the season was, well, the team way outperformed.
But I'm excited. I mean, but it was funny. I was thinking about, I'm as excited to see a Celtics season as last year. Because I was just as excited last year with Irving and Hayward game one. And I guess maybe slightly more this year just because you know how good Jason Tatum really is. Whereas last year you were hopeful and now you know he is a legit player. So maybe a little bit more excited. And without LeBron in the East, it's like, wow, this is the first time since 08 where you know they're the best team in the conference.
Does that kind of suck not having LeBron in the East? Like, did you want to beat him?
I did for sure want to beat him.
That's what I thought last year. I
wanted to beat him, and I know that's what like Jaylen Brown and all those guys were saying, but it's like, well, the reality is he's been to the finals 8 straight years, so...
Well, it's on him, too. He left. It's not like...
He left, right. He left, but I think, and you know what I'll say? Part of the reason why he left was he saw how good Boston was. I'm going to go with that. I'm taking
that.
I'm taking that. Because if you lose to the Warriors, it's not as much of a shot. But losing to Kyrie Irving, who specifically left you.
It's good, Keith Spiracy.
Thank you very much.
Solid Keith Spiracy.
Save it all comes back to LeBron. It's all about Kyrie and LeBron. One of the great they pretend to be friends on the court, but they're not.
No,
there's
no chance. Kyrie recently has come out and said like he loves Boston because they got him out of Cleveland.
He hates Cleveland,
which
is amazing. His rivalry just with Cleveland is impressive.
Yeah,
like he doesn't just not like LeBron; he hates the city of Cleveland.
Yeah, that's a tough one. Poor Cleveland. Like, what did they ever do?
But he's back on the round Earth now too.
Yeah,
he's a round Earth guy.
A lot of changes going on.
Holder man.
He's apologized for Flat Earth,
Hates
Cleveland, says he's going to sign an extension with Boston.
Did he look like a max deal guy last night?
No. He looked like a rookie.
So that's my biggest...
I don't like the facial area, though. That's
so I you don't like his facial hair?
I don't like anything of his look. I
like the whole thing.
Extra hair.
Shoes, it's all good. So I love Kyrie Irving. Everybody knows that's clear. I love Kyrie Irving specifically because of the fallout with LeBron. So I love Kyrie Irving. However, you have to be a little bit... Like in the back of your mind, you have to think about... Yeah, on the one hand, it's great that he said he wants to re-sign here. But what if he has a bad year / gets hurt again? What does Danny Ainge do? Danny Ainge is like, Danny Ainge would be like, well, that's nice that you want to be here, but we're going another direction. Like, he's that cold.
Kemba Walker gets it.
Yeah, like, he might. Like, Isaiah Thomas wanted to be here. Isaiah Thomas wanted to never leave here. Loved it. Now, Isaiah Thomas was never the player that Kyrie Irving is. He had a great season, but he's not Kyrie Irving. But that's the same kind of scenario where, all right, now you're putting it on the GM. You're like, yeah, I want to be here. And they're like, all right, well, we got to make sure that I want you to be here too. And he needs to be – and again, last night was last night. I think he's going to be great. Like, I think he's a top 10 player. I think he's worth it. I think all of that stuff. But how many games like that, or if he's not healthy enough to play in the playoffs.
That knee gets injured again or something.
Because he never plays 82 games. So, you know, at one point, he's going to get hurt. He's going to miss, like, three games in a row. And you're going to say, uh-oh, like, is this a guy you want to re-sign? Like, that, unfortunately, is going to be a question.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that will be interesting. That's something to definitely monitor as the season goes on. Like,
and then that may change Terry Rozier, too. Now, I think there's a big drop-off between the two. I know some people don't think it's as significant, but you still got him here. And if something happens with Irving, that it's sort of insurance, too. Like, we're talking about, like, that's another reason why you wouldn't trade him, because then at least you have Rozier and Smart, and then you try to make do from there. And then at the end of the season, he's still sort of, you know, you have the ability to re-sign him after that. So I don't know. That remains to be seen.
What a twist when Rozier gets this huge contract and Kyrie's playing for the Knicks.
Scary Terry. Oh, God. Kyrie on the Knicks. He's not going to the Knicks.
Well, if he wasn't going to go, let's just say, theoretically, he doesn't get signed here. They would sign him. They don't care about
injuries.
That's
not even a thought. I don't even want to. I wish
we
didn't mention it.
We dipped in the wrong place. Back to the end of the year. So I see championship. Finals. You see the finals.
Yes.
Either way, we're in for a long run. We're
long
into June.
Season. It's gonna lot be a lot of banner 18s.
Tons. A lot of 18s.
I think Mostly C's was a much better name.
Me too. And I think
it was a great name. We finally got to something that made sense.
Well, I get it because they gave it to people who have passion, which is great. Not that you don't have passion, not that I don't have passion, but like they.
I love the Celtics.
I'm not saying you don't, but
I'm
you also
full
have
passion.
You also have a full time gig
and another podcast. Actually, Rossi, great point. Hashtag Dork Podcast. You can check that out on iTunes or wherever you happen to listen to podcasts. It is on there. We talk about movies. We talk about television. We talk about comic books occasionally. Okay. Video games. It's all on there. Beer. We have a beer episode. Go check out the beer episode in the archives. You'll enjoy it. It's Dorktober, so all Dorktober long, we're talking horror movies. The episode that's out right now is the entire Halloween franchise. There's a lot to unpack there. Next week, it's going to be the new Halloween movie. And then the week after that, the whole Scream franchise.
Whoa.
Which might be my favorite franchise. How do you like that?
Well, it's only four movies, so it's a...
Technically a franchise, though, right?
No, it's a franchise even if there's two, I think. I don't care.
Ooh, really? Yeah, oh, I was going to get the definition. I thought, like, if it's three, it's just a trilogy. It's like, that's just a trilogy.
Okay, so the fourth makes it a franchise? I can get down.
I mean, that's just my personal.
I think as soon as you have a sequel, there's a franchise to it.
Maybe.
As soon as you sell things, I think, too. Like,
because Davey's favorite franchise is the Evil Dead franchise.
Like, into Army of Darkness?
Well, yeah. Okay. But I think you could probably even count the reboot.
I like the reboot.
Because I was going to say, because Evil Dead, Evil Dead 2, Army of Darkness, to me, would just be a trilogy. And same with Scream originally. No, I know, but then they added the fourth one.
And
that's my point. So now I think that qualifies.
No, isn't it? There's two Army of Darkness.
Is that right?
There's four movies.
There's two Army of Darkness?
90% sure.
You might want to lower that.
91%.
With Bruce Campbell?
Yeah, I think he did four movies.
No. Look that up right now.
We're going to ask Siri.
People have already... Oh, you know what drives me nuts?
Army of Darkness.
When they do the Google thing on the MLB thing is so corny.
Google, tell me, when were
what
the Astros
year did the Minute Maid Park happen?
1990.
Like, that is so bad.
Great advertising.
I can't
it's a way to slide it.
It
in, though. Way
I
to
guess.
Slide it in.
We should do that. Are they a sponsor on Banner 18?
No, there is a sponsor we are very excited about.
Yes, thank you for sponsoring this.
Army, I was dead wrong.
Yeah, I was like, what on
not
earth
close
are you talking?
Right.
No.
If right was over here, I'm on the opposite 90% direction.
90% on two Army of Darkness? I'm like, wow, there's a movie out there that I wish I saw.
I know, I was hoping it was like a direct-to-DVD.
There was the Ash versus Evil Dead television show, which was pretty good.
That doesn't count, though.
No.
This is embarrassing.
I don't know what you were thinking of. That
anyway,
is
Celtics.
And you're a horror movie guy?
I'm just saying.
All right, we got to scoot. We got to get out of here. But thanks for listening to this. We'll be checking in all season long, which should be a great season. Last thing real quick, Rossi, over under 59 wins.
I can't push?
Nope.
I'm going to say over. I think like 61.
Yeah, I'm going over as well. I am. And they're already 1-0, but I would have said that yesterday. If we did it yesterday, I would have said
the
same
thing.
If
they lost, I was going to go,
no chance. Yeah, so I'm taking the over. So that'll do it for Banner 18. You can check us out on the Twitter, at Keef21 and at Jason D. Rossi. We will talk to you guys later.
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.